And some guy who has a good job coming up with names is joining us this morning, Greg Willey, who's with the Friendship APL. Greg, you get pets coming in that are dropped off, no named pets. You give them names, or your staff member gives them names. Who's in charge of coming up with some of those clever names just to get a name to a pet?
Well, we have this baby book of 1,000 names, basically, or 10,000 baby names that we keep right by our side. But this time of year, obviously, we will end up with a couple Donner, Dasher, Blitzen, Vixens.
Well, where did Caramel Macchiato come from? I'm looking at dogs that you got here. Bear and Leroy, 8 Cats, Jinx, Mira, Sweetness, Audrey, Oliver, Caramel Macchiato, Paca, Miss Kitty. See, I'm more of the standard kind. I had a cat named Kitty. I named it such because I didn't know whether it was going to hang around a lot, so I just kind of went with that. But
the mother of the kitten named Caramel Macchiato, when we picked up, we helped another group out that had a mom and kittens, and they hadn't named the kittens. They just named the mother, and the mother's name was Latte. So we named the subsequent kittens all different kinds of coffee drinks, and Caramel Macchiato was kind of all that was left in the drink category. So so actually Caramel Macchiato got adopted yesterday, and that one went home, so we're excited to see that. So all those kittens that came out of that coffee drink group, and I'm sure they're going to go home and get absolutely normal names. Most people don't always stick with the names that we give them. It just gives them some kind of identity or placeholder, allows us to know which group they came from.
Right, it gives a little personality, though, to the animal, and sometimes with Facebook and that, you're trying to get pictures and getting an appeal. Why does someone adopt a pet? The way it looks. Maybe just something, a similar name to a pet they once had. Something like that, too.
Yeah, there are literally thousands of reasons why someone might choose a particular pet at the shelter. We just try to play into it. It's actually more for our sake a lot of times than it is for the animals. So, like, when we'll have a litter of puppies that come through. Like, we just had a seizure the other day a woman was getting evicted in Lorraine, and she had 3 pit mixes and a total of 21 puppies in various rooms in her house. So with 21 1-week and 2-week-old puppies, and identify them with each particular mother. The mothers will get a name, and then we will usually take the first letter of the mother's name and name all the subsequent puppies beginning with the same letter of the mother's name, and that will help us identify them when we're giving a vaccination, shots, any kind of medical treatment that comes up. We want to be able to associate the two. So there is actually some method to our madness, but if the dog comes in and it's got a Z first name, so it's Zoe, it can get really complicated quick on naming, finding 10 subsequent Z names that we will have for these other puppies. But there is a method to it.
Of course, it's you're hoping that these puppies, cats, whatever, do not have a long time at your APL.
Well, these particular ones will spend 7 to 8 weeks with us being raised at the shelter. So, or in one of our foster homes once they settle in and we're able to find a foster home that's able to take on, active or rambunctious mom plus 10 little puppies that may be running around their house, which this time of year can be difficult because, people got holiday plans and travels, and here's this big responsibility that they would have to take care of.
You mentioned how this is a busy time of year for a lot of people. Do you see people coming in dropping off, or does it remain steady even this time of year?
The sad thing is when we run into, like, we've had several evictions in the last couple of days where people are losing their home this time of year, and we're helping their animals out and taking them in and giving them a place to go. It is oftentimes, people always say these, you'd be angry working here because you would see people doing horrible things to animals, and that's, to be honest, most of what we deal with is kind of more sad, and it's kind of, real human, and these people don't want to give up their animals. It is kind of, the last thing they wait on before they come to us. And so it is, it is one of those things that, this time of year it's even harder, I guess, for my staff and volunteers to see and deal with these situations. You never want to see someone put out on the streets, but you certainly don't want to see that right before the holidays and things along those lines. But we are glad to be here to be able to take in those animals and give them a chance to find a home and something more permanent and stable. So that's, that's what we're here for.
Sometimes we always have sort of the thought, the puppy under the tree or the pet at Christmas time. Sometimes that's not always a good thing, is it?
I tell people there are two things the way I look at it. So there are people that have made lots of plans and preparations to bring an animal into their home. And for those people, I find that it's a great decision. You know, they have canceled travel plans. They're going to be home. They're going to be spending time. They've been thinking about this for months. They've already puppy-proofed or kitten-proofed their house. They knew that this was going to be a thing. And then I see the person that comes in on Christmas Eve and says, I need a puppy. I need a kitten right now. And you can just tell that that wasn't a well-conceived idea or plan. And usually those are really bad decisions because ultimately without puppy or kitten proofing your house, you know, there's a lot of dangers around the house during the holidays. And also people have to remember that they're going to be traveling a lot. They're going to be going out a lot, visiting family and friends. And that's not going to leave a lot of time left over for that puppy or kitten. So in those cases, I tell people, hey, you know, sometimes it's better just to get a stuffed animal and get all the stuff that goes along with the puppy or kitten and then put on the tag, like a little license or a little tag around the stuffed animal's neck that says good for one free kitten or puppy from the animal shelter. And so then they can go out as a family after everything settles down and go and pick out a puppy or a kitten together. And those make for much better decisions.
I guess the key would be anytime you're bringing a new animal into it, they have to be the focus of when you bring them in. They have to be, they will take time, obviously.
Yeah, and it's a lot of attention that needs to be paid to those particular animals in the home. And like I said, there's a lot of dangers around the house during the holidays. There are a lot of things that are unsafe for pets that you have to be very, very conscientious of. Little things like tinsel on trees can be very dangerous for kittens if ingested. They love those little shiny objects. Puppies knocking over trees, kittens climbing up the trees. And like there are things like that you give in stockings, for example. Let's say you created a little stocking, and a lot of times sugar-free gums and all those type of things might be in those stockings. And xylitol, for example, is extraordinarily dangerous, and everybody's ripping into everything. And guess what the puppy and kitten want to do? They want to join in the ripping and tearing into stuff and getting into things, and it can be extraordinarily dangerous if you're not paying attention.
Well, I know over at the Friendship APL on Murray Ridge, you have a place where people can come in and look. You have, I think I have a Christmas ornament that I purchased there at one particular time, but there's other different types of things that people are interested in for sort of things for their pets, because people do end up getting things for their animals for the holidays.
Yeah, we have lots of, we have a gift shop there that has all sorts of toys and leashes and collars and bowls and all sorts of stuff that everything you would need to kind of go home with your puppy or your dog. But certainly people can come down there, and we also have our own line of t-shirts if you want to show your support that way. And our biggest thing this year is our Cleveland Indians calendar. So this year the Cleveland Indians players actually took pictures with our dogs and cats and did a calendar shoot for us that is actually sponsored by the Cleveland Indians. And all the proceeds go to benefit us and the Cleveland APL. And if people wanted to purchase that calendar, they can either come down to the shop, we have plenty there, or they can visit us on our website at www.friendshipapl.org. And if you go to our shop, you'll see that calendar there. And that thing's selling like crazy. The tribe did awesome this year, and so it was a really, really exciting time for
us. Who's on the cover of this calendar?
Oh, well, the cover shot is our coach. So he actually did it with the two dogs that actually do the bomb sniffing around the Cleveland Indians Stadium. So it is actually the only shot that doesn't have
your pets.
Our pets on it. So those were the two. And we got the chance to meet those bomb sniffing dogs and see them in action. And it's really incredible how far away they can smell out something in the stadium. Like they have a couple of air sniffing dogs. So like someone wearing a backpack from like 100 yards away, that dog will key in on that from 100 yards away in the midst of a stadium and a crowd of people and will just zero in and target that. So it is really, really crazy what they're willing to do.
But shows what training can do and what animals are capable of. And there's dogs and cats that you have at your shelter that with a little bit of TLC and training can be really great pets.
Oh, absolutely. We do programs with Wags for Warriors where any veteran that's part of that program gets to adopt an animal for free. We delivered a dog this year to one of our veterans and through that program. And, you know, that's going to be a therapy dog for him. That's going to become a dog that's going to be part not only of his family, but part of his recovery. And so there are a lot of animals are truly amazing, but it's all about what you invest into them and take the time with them.
I know you have a series of fundraisers through the year. Do you have one coming up?
Oh, yeah. So our big one is our Wags for Riches event. That's going to be on February 11th at Tom's Country Place. It is going to be our 8th annual Wags to Riches event, which is hard to believe. I've been part of Friendship APL now for 8 years. It's always grown each and every year. We basically have sold out the last 2 years, so we want to see another big sellout this year. And we're hoping people show up and take part and really support the Friendship APL. All the proceeds from that go to benefit our medical fund. This year, on emergency medical care alone, just emergency medical care, providing for animals that may have been hit by a car or come in sick or that people found on the side of the road, we've spent over $90,000 this year on just emergency medical care alone. So that's a huge number for us.
Right. Well, we know the monetary cost, but also the time. Volunteers are always welcome to come visit you and come and be a part of Friendship APL. That's really what makes a lot of it work over there, too.
Yes, our volunteer program is amazing. This year, we're going to get over 20,000 hours of volunteer service at our shelter. It's really grown leaps and bounds, and that would be the equivalent of having 10 additional full-time employees. So that puts that in some perspective. These volunteers do everything from helping us care for the animals in the morning, feeding and cleaning and doing all those things, to dog walking. We have dog walking programs all going on all the time. And then we have like a cat socialization where people just come and play with kitties and brush them and do all those things. It's actually really important because some of these cats come in, they're much more fearful than a lot of our dogs are. So that socialization is really important for those cats. And then we have our foster program, which is truly amazing. This is where people open up their homes temporarily to an animal that may be going through treatment for an injury or illness, or a mother and puppies, or just giving a dog a chance to get out of the shelter for a little while rather than sitting in a cage.
Sounds great. Well, Greg, we appreciate you coming in. I know we got a busy morning over at the shelter this morning, the Friendship APL. Greg Willie joining us. Thanks for your time.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. Really appreciate it.